Here's the deal. This is, in my opinion, one of the best coaching staffs all of pro football. Okay? Now, understand this. You men are here. This is a job interview. Everybody get this, right? This is a job interview for you. This is an opportunity for you to come here and showcase your talent and ability, not just on the football field, but also off the field. Everything you do from here on in is going to get evaluated. You need to understand that. That's what this is all about. That's what life in the National Football League is. This is not about being cool.
We can go to commercial. We can get the quarterback off the spot. Let's go.
Get off! Get off! Get off! Get off!
Not good enough. Not good enough. Not good enough.
And the way we coach and the way we get after it might be a little different than what some of you guys are used to. That's part of it. We get after it.
Get him again. Back up. Get him again. Let's go. Compete. Let's go.
Come on now. If you want someone to listen to you, then be honest. Be real.
Get off!
Out of way.
All right. Provide leadership. Provide accountability. Provide a direction.
Knock it down.
Come on!
Not that hard. Get your ass lined up.
Come on now. Top 12, man. Come on now. There you go. It's getting better.
On Saturday, you want to put your best foot forward. True? That's what you men want to do. You want to walk out there Saturday prepared to go showcase what you can to put on tape for these other 31 teams that you're going to get opportunity to do this in front of.
Well, I really never had an opportunity to coach in the Senior Bowl before. To be quite truthful, it was a goal of mine never to coach in the Senior Bowl.
There you go. Pick it up. Let's go, Nickel. Now we're going, Nickel.
I am a little bit more than a coach, and I do believe the best motivators, the best sales, the best teachers are the people that can see immediately whether you're getting it or not and whether you can get it or not and whether you are hiding something that causes you maybe not to excel.
All right, before we do this, is that one of the things is I'm a PhD in body language, so sit back, don't be leaning like that. Set up, get your feet flat on the floor, pay attention. I'm gonna jump in the middle of your ass if I don't see you paying attention.
I came to grips about 15, 18 years ago. The reason I think I got placed on earth was to mentor young men, especially difficult young men.
Because, see, I get everybody in the league that are rejects. I don't mind coaching guys that have been bounced to the street one time. Because all of a sudden they come to me, and then I love the fact I lead the league of the most undrafted free agents playing in the Pro Bowl.
I love to see the spirit in their eyes, and I love to be able to put my hands on them and provide direction, accountability, discipline back into their lives. And so they all of a sudden coach. How do you want me to do it? And all of a sudden they figure out that now I have a chance with God-given talent to play in this league. But if you don't fit into the team environment, it's pretty hard to fit into this league.
Get after it! No. Get it out, that's right. Hey, make him earn it. Hey, I love it. Make him earn it. That's excellent. Make him earn it. Make him earn it.
There's no just one clear-cut way that this is why this will work. This is why this guy will be able to play and this guy won't. No, they're all pieces to the puzzle. And not only just from the measurables, the genetics of what mom and dad gave them in height, weight, speed, strength, change of direction, all that stuff is, but also the mental capabilities.
Drive! Drive! Get it out! Get it out! Get it out! That's good. Hey, good. Very, 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 very good. Hey, that's big time. I don't care where you went to school.